On this episode, I'm talking about how it's more important to become the example and to be focused on being a vessel that God can use. Let's get into it right now.
This is Cutting Edge Faith. Cutting Edge Faith. The show that brings you the truth behind the headlines and equips you to live out your faith in the cultural chaos of today. God is on the move right now through people just like you. You were created for influence and impact. Let's take your faith to the next level. Learn more at RyanSHoward.com. And now, here's your host, Dr. Ryan S. Howard.
My son is only 2.5 years old at the time of recording this, and I can already see the importance of becoming an example for him to follow. And I heard a quote even today. It says, children don't do what parents say. They do what they see parents doing. And boy, does that ring true. And you know, it really reminds me of, as I've shared Christ with people and talk about the Lord, in the workplace and many different places, something that's come up more than once, actually quite often, as a reason why somebody would not want to accept Christ or would not believe in God or whatever it is they have someone in their life who claims to be a Christian and is not that great of a representation. They're not a great example, and they may not really practice what they preach. And that was enough for them to push away from it. Now, for some, that could just be an excuse, of course, but I think it's probably more often than we would like to believe that we have not very good examples of Christ followers. But I want to challenge you and me today to look at our example. And I think that we can really focus on that. And, you know, I have a couple of verses here I want to mention. And the first is 1 Corinthians 11:1. And Paul says, be imitators of me as I am of Christ. So he literally says, look at me, look at what I'm doing. This is how you should live because I'm living like Christ. Now, that's quite a bold statement to say. I would love to be able to say that, but there's no cop out. There's no excuse. What if I do say that right now? Follow my example because I follow Christ. Well, what if you try and say that? How does that feel? Are there any gaps that come to mind? Well, if there are, I say, let's resolve to deal with them today, tonight, before you go to sleep. Do something, make a commitment. Now, the next verse I want to share is 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 2. And this, Paul says, you yourselves are our letter of recommendation, written on our hearts to be known and read by all. How incredible is that? A letter of recommendation. You are the letter of recommendation. In other words, someone can just look at you and just want Christ. They can look at you and your life and just say, I don't know what you got, but I want it. Tell me about it. And what I've noticed, a lot more people, people have challenges in there. I love apologetics. I love studying how to defend the faith and explain things because it's all watertight. You know, Christianity, the biblical worldview, not cultural Christianity, the biblical cultural or biblical Christian worldview is the only one that when you look at it under a microscope, it gets stronger. Every other worldview falls apart when you look at it under a microscope and you examine it. They don't even work on their own terms. For example, if somebody says, there is no such thing as truth. Well, all you have to do is ask them, is that true? You see, that worldview falls apart on its own standards. So it's absurd. It's incoherent, actually. But what I find is people are a lot less impressed with having all these answers. Now, they really can be in the way sometimes for people, but they're more inclined to consider Christ very often, I would say, when they see an example. They see somebody who actually is real, who is authentic, who has God in their life, who is filled with hope and peace and joy and upbeat, not perfect, not acting like they have it all together when they don't, but someone who is just real and genuine and shares their faith, just share is a witness. That's what we are called to be, is a witness. And that's what we need to do, is just witness to what God has done in our lives. And so how do we become the example? Well, we really just need to, what comes to mind for you? I mean, is there something that sticks out? Is there something, I like to think about it this way. If a camera crew was coming to your house and they said, hey, we're going to follow you around for the next week, and we want to see what it's how it is to live a Christian life. And you can teach everything you want to teach, but you can't talk about it. You just have to do it. And we're just going to make a little mini documentary of your life for the next week. And that's what we're going to use for people to follow. Now, what if they surprised you and said, actually, we've been filming you for the last week, and so that's what we're going to use. And how did you feel about that? Are there some areas that you would immediately know that you want to change or that you wish you would have done differently? Well, certainly, you know, it's convicting for me to think about this as well. This is not just for you. This is certainly something very convicting to think about. But if they, let's say they did that and they go and they look at the material and they say, well, you know what? We lost, it didn't work out. We lost it was a corrupted file. We can't use it. So we are going to have to film your next week. So, hey, praise God, you get another shot at it. What's the next week going to look like? What would you adjust right now? You know, when I first gave my life to Christ, well, it was a little time after that, but somebody mentioned to me that they saw a prophetic gifting on me. And I went into learning about prophetic gifting, and I started to learn. And a couple years later, I finally got enough. I was like, well, nothing's happening. I learned enough. And I do think there's a place for learning, but there is also a place for just going and having intimacy with the Lord and letting Him bring things to you in due time. And when I started to do that, then that gift started to really manifest where I could actually, you know, have a message from the Lord for individuals or for this podcast or for my family or, whatever it might be, speaking to the truth about culture, whatever it is. And that's what we have going on today. That's what I want to be and what I want to do with this podcast. And so we just need to seek the Lord and let Him bring them to us in due time. And that's where I say in the beginning, we just need to focus on becoming that vessel. You know, God, I've seen how I don't have to, strive to be where God wants me to be. You know, I just have to do it together with Him in partnership. And He will put me where He wants me. He'll put me in front of the people I need to be in front of. He'll make the networking and the connections and all that. He'll do all that needs to be done. Now, I'm not talking about me just sitting on the couch and waiting for God to do everything. No, it's a partnership. And so we need to be engaged with Him and becoming that example. So what is it for you? I mean, what stands out in your life? I mean, if you knew that camera crew is coming, what is it right now? What is it? Is it something that you need to be more disciplined in? Is it an attitude? Is it how you treat a certain individual? Is it a certain discipline that you have? Is it, you know, meeting with the Lord? Is it something you need to let go of? What is it? There may be something that stands out, obvious. There could be, you know, habits or things that need to go. But maybe if it's not so obvious, pray about it. Ask the Lord, hey, God, you know, is this good to go? Is there any adjustments you want me to make? God is certainly more interested in you becoming something than doing something. And when I say become the example, I'm not talking about legalism and being perfect and all that. What I'm talking about is being an example of someone who relies on the Lord, someone who walks by faith, someone who trusts the Lord and has a close, intimate relationship with Him and invites God into every aspect of life, into every detail of life. So what other tips do you have that can help make us the example? Or where have you seen yourself be a good example? If you're on YouTube, leave a comment below. If you're listening to the audio, go to ryanshoward.com and hit the contact page and send me a note. Well, I hope this blessed you. Will you join me in becoming the example for others to follow as we can be the letter of recommendation for Christ? Thanks for listening. God bless. We'll see you in the next episode.
If you enjoyed this podcast, be sure to subscribe, and you can help spread the word by leaving a 5-star review and sharing it with your friends. Visit ryanshoward.com to learn more about living the intentional, influential, and impactful life you were created for.